What's good, everybody? This is Anna Sis bringing you a new podcast. We are happy hump day. We are on Wednesday, and I wanted to, you know, tell you guys this today because I wanted to tell you, you know what I'm saying? I'm not having the best day today. I didn't have the best day yesterday, but I wanted to talk about it, you know, and this podcast is going to be on just show up anyways. Show up anyways, okay? And I want you to share this with someone that's struggling, someone that maybe is having some setbacks, you know, whoever, is struggling with some stuff, you know, they need to listen to this podcast. So I hope you guys share. Now, if you don't know who I am, my name is Anna Siska. I am an entrepreneur in the network marketing industry. I like to talk about mindset, business, and life. And so, you know, I had actually dedicated myself to commit to this Unbreakable Business Challenge with Grant Cardone, that he was doing a free training. And, you know, I had, you know, my mind and my heart set on it. And I was like, you know, so excited about it. And come yesterday, of course, I wake up feeling like crap. I did not feel good. I felt under the weather, you know, my whole body ached and I was just not feeling good. And I said, you know, this is not good. So I wasn't really that focused on the challenge yesterday. I was just kind of like trying to push through it, but I showed up. And then today, you know, of course, I wake up with a massive headache and I'm like, okay, you know, this is day two. So I got to show up, you know. And then yesterday I cried a little because I was not feeling good. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to get worse or if I'm going to get better or what's going to happen tomorrow. So I was kind of like a little bit disappointed because I'm like, you know, if I feel worse than I did today, I'm like, I'm just not going to be focused. But I said, you know what? Oh, well. I said, you know, I'm just going to show up anyway tomorrow and I'm just going to try to push through it and see what happens. So that's exactly what I did. I, you know, shed some tears yesterday. And then I said to myself, I said, you know what? Fuck it. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is a new day and I'm going to push through tomorrow and I'm going to make it happen and I don't care. So I showed up to the challenge. Okay. I showed up to the challenge with some effort. Okay. And I even was in my pajamas. I didn't even get a chance to get ready. I was just kind of just crawling out of bed, trying to get some breakfast and trying to, you know, push through the day. And then by the time the challenge came, I was just like, you know, okay, I was half, you know what I'm saying, just dressed and not even, you know, caring, okay? I was a hot mess, but I showed up, all right? I showed up, and that's all that counts. And so I did my homework. I did everything that was told to do, and I'm really, really feeling really good right now because I did push through it, and I don't feel all the way better, you know what I'm saying? I'm still pushing through today, but I at least accomplished the goal at hand that I was trying to do today, and that I'm really proud of myself for doing that, and I showed up anyway. And I know how hard it is to show up in business because you see people that show up on Instagram or on Facebook or on, you know what I'm saying, TikTok, and they're all talking about, oh, you know, their perfect pictures, their perfect videos, their perfect hair, makeup, and everybody's so perfect. And I'm like, you know, is there anybody that shows up and talks about their bad days? You know, and I love the fact that Gary Vee talks about his bad days and so does Grant. Grant Cardone does share a lot about how he has had some setbacks. Everything hasn't been, you know what I'm saying, rainbows and sunshine for him. He has had his obstacles in business. And I like people like that. And Stormy Wellington, which is my sponsor and one of my mentors, and she's my sponsor and one of the companies that I'm a part of. And she's a great inspiration, and she always talks about her setbacks, and she always tells people, look, I've been through this and been through that, because she likes to be very transparent, and she doesn't like to hide stuff from her followers, because I feel like if you're honest about your life, you're more, you know, relatable. You're more relatable to people, because the people that are always showing up perfect to me, I'm like, you know, how is it that everything's so perfect and rainbows and sunshines with you? How come you never have a bad time? You know, how come you never show us the flaws and the, you know, the imperfections? Because not everybody's perfect, right? We all, you know, have our days. And so when you see people always showing perfection, it kind of makes me question the person to some degree. Because I'm like, you know, it can't always be perfect. And life can be all just, you know what I'm saying, sunshine and rainbows. And, you know, that's the thing about people is they always feel like they have to put on a front, you know, to people. And to me, you know, I feel like it's easier just to say the truth and just to say exactly how you feel, because there's other people out there that are feeling just like you. I know there's a lot of people right now that are probably, you know, going through some hard stuff. You know, as a matter of fact, I have one of my Facebook friends that, I mean, she went through hell. Okay. She had a cancer scare and she went through chemo and she did all this stuff, and she I mean, I've never seen somebody be so resilient. And she shared her dark moments. She shared how she was, you know, really, you know, it was just beating her down. You know what I'm saying? But she still kept going. And I loved her energy because she always shared how, regardless of how she was feeling or for that week or whatever, she was still not giving up on herself. And Stormy has said this before, and I believe it with all my heart. I do, because I feel like we are the creators of ourselves. We are the masters of ourselves. We are, you know, the makers of man. We are the makers of ourselves. And so she said this, and you are the maker of yourself. You can make yourself get up and reach your goals if you try. But if you give up and you don't show up and you don't try, you're not going to achieve anything. You're not going to make yourself become successful if you quit, or if maybe you went through a rough patch in your relationship, or maybe someone broke up with you, and maybe, you know, you're depressed right now, and, you know, you're not feeling, you know what I'm saying, your business right now. You're not feeling yourself. You feel bad, and you feel like, you know, the whole world's caving in. And I get that, but you have to get up. You have to say, you know what, no matter what, I'm just going to push through and I'm going to show up anyway. Whether I show up pretty or whether I show up a mess, whether I show up, I'm going to show up, right? But I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to quit. Excuse me, I'm a little bit of snotty right now. I got a runny nose. But I'm trying to tell you guys that regardless, you know, if I would have said to myself, right, yesterday, look, I was crying a little bit. I started crying and then I stopped. I was like, you know, stop, Anna. Tomorrow's a new fucking day. You will go and show up tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. And I have to motivate myself. I literally had to motivate myself to get out of bed and do the things that I needed to do. Not feel sorry for myself. You know, I still went to the store and got my dog, you know, their dog food, because my dogs were running out of food. And I'm like, you know, did I feel like going to the store? No. Did I feel like even putting makeup on and doing my hair? No. Did I feel like showing up for this challenge? No. Did I feel like writing notes? No. I didn't feel like doing nothing. Did I feel like talking to people? No. Do I feel like, you know, even getting on this podcast and explaining to you what is going on with me? No. But I show up because I want you to understand that life isn't perfect, and it's not going to be perfect all the time. Things aren't always going to go your way in business. You are going to reach some obstacles in your life where they're going to challenge you, and you're going to have to make a decision right then and there. Am I going to give up, or am I going to show up? See, you have two choices. Either you give up or you show up. And for me, I decided to show up. And so, you know, I know some of you are going through some stuff. I know some of you probably are going through maybe some hard moments, but I want you to show up anyway, because I know that you can do it. I know that you can achieve what you set your mind to, regardless of what you're going through in your life right now. Regardless of whether that relationship is working or not, whether your health is failing or not, whether, you know what I'm saying, you're going through some deep, dark moments in your life or not. You know what I'm saying? There is going to come a time when you have to decide. Either I give up or I show up. So I hope that you show up. I hope that this inspires you to show up, because no one is going to help you show up. No one called me today. No one pushed me today, not even my husband, and said, Anna, get up and show up. You know, Anna, get yourself motivated enough to show up. Get out of bed early and show up. Do what you need to do. Show up. No one pushed me. No one. And so I had to be the one. I had to be the one. And sometimes it's going to take that. It's going to take you to be the one to tell yourself, show up, regardless of how you feel, what you're going through, what you're dealing with. You know, you have, you know, a meeting with people, you show up. You know, you have to go to that event, show up. You know that you have to, you know, get on that Zoom, show up. You know, you have to make that phone call, show up. You know what I'm saying? For your business, for your life, for your decision to commit to your business. And so when you commit to something, right? When you're committed and you decide you're committed, you're going to follow through. But it is when you give up on that thing and you're just like, you know what? I can't. I don't want to. And I'm just not going to. And it's when, you know, I even heard Grant say this once. He said that, I guess he was, he actually had, you know, I think a mini stroke or something like that he had, you know, and he had a million dollar deal the next day. I think it was like a $3 million deal. I don't remember how much the amount was, something like that. And he said that, you know, he was in the hospital. And they were like, well, you know, we might keep you another day or so. And he was like, no, you're not. No, you're not going to keep me another day. I got a business meeting tomorrow and I got to go. And he ended up leaving, knowing that he probably could have, you know, maybe got sicker. Who knows? But he showed up anyway, regardless of what they were saying, right? Because he committed. He was committed. And when you're committed to something, you're going to show up. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that there's been people before you. There's people even now that are showing up that aren't feeling the best, that aren't doing the best in life. Maybe some things are just, you know, making them, you know what I'm saying, going through some stuff. Maybe some things are making them have some setbacks, but they don't let that stop them. And that's why I'm on here doing this podcast, because I don't want to portray perfection or that I'm, you know, always, you know, rainbows and sunshine, everything's always good. You know, there's times, and there's been some times when I literally had to really just push myself harder than I've ever pushed myself. And you know what I'm saying? And even COVID, you know what I'm saying? When I got COVID 2 years ago, I mean, I legit sat, I was even telling my husband this because he didn't even know. I was telling him that I literally sat in my car for 10 minutes debating whether I should go into the store because I was so weak from having COVID. I was so sick. I was like, had the flu. I mean, it was as bad. It was bad. And I was like, you know, so weak and tired and fatigued. I just sat in my car and literally was just like, Anna, having a pep talk to myself, Anna, you could do it. You could go walk around the store. You're going to be fine. You know, get yourself together. You could do it. Because I had to get some groceries. I had, you know, stuff to go, you know, errands to run. And no one was going to do my errands for me, right? I don't have this assistant or maid or whoever. I don't have, you know what I'm saying? I'm not rich like that, okay? So I was like, you know what? I got to go. I got to do it. I got to get this done. And so I did it with some effort. And I motivated myself and pushed myself to keep going. And I remember even after I had, you know, I had my second child. And I remember I had a gallbladder surgery. And I had two little babies back to back, okay? They weren't even like, they were like a year apart. And I remember I had just had surgery. And I had to take care of this little one-year-old and this little newborn baby, okay? And I'm like, how am I going to do this? I just had surgery. And I'm just like, you know, but I had to push myself, right? I was like, Anna, regardless, you got to feed these kids. You got to get up. You got to do this. You know, you don't feel good, but no one's going to do it for you. My husband had to work. At that time, he was working like 10-hour days. So I was like, you know what? I got to do this. I got two little babies counting on me. And I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I got to do it. And so I'm just telling you, there's been times when, you know, life has pushed me and I have had to push back. And, you know, you can't quit on yourself and you can't just, you know, not show up and say, no, I'm not going to do this because I can't. Because if you keep telling yourself you can't do something, eventually you'll convince yourself that you can't do it. Eventually you will get to that moment in your life where you will be like, I can't. I just can't. And you won't. But you have to get to a point in your life where you know you got to show up. If you want to see results in your business and you want to see results in your life and you want to see results, you got to show up. And that's what happened today. Regardless whether I felt like it or not, whether I feel like making this podcast right now, I'm telling you guys this or not. I gotta do it. You see what I'm saying? There's just something I gotta do. And I'm just trying to help people. I really am. I'm trying to help you because I know that this is what has helped me push myself and show up, you know, even when I didn't want to. And I know it's easier said than done to, you know, say that, you know, because some of you are probably like, Anna, well, you know, I'm not feeling it. I just don't want to. I just don't feel like it. Well, then if you don't and then you say you won't, then you won't, you know what I'm saying? Then you won't. But you have to get to a point in your life where you have to say, you know what, I'm going to show up. And yesterday I said, you know what, fuck it, tomorrow's a new day. I'm going to show up tomorrow, 100%. I don't care if I feel like it or not. I don't care. just going to show up. And I did. I did a half-assed picture in the group. Okay, because I think, you know what I'm saying? I didn't look my best, whatever. I didn't care. I was like, you know, I'm just going to put the picture up. And I don't care. I'm going to do my homework and put the picture up and just, you know, keep going. Because I don't know how tomorrow's going to go. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't know what the next day's going to bring. I don't know if I'm going to make it through, right? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But all I know is today, I'm deciding that I'm going to show up every single day for this challenge. I don't care. You see what I'm saying? And so you can't knock a woman down, you know what I'm saying, when she's got her mindset on something. And that's just how women are. Men are the same as well. But I'm just saying women, we're bred for this, okay? So I'm just telling you guys, and I'm trying to motivate you and inspire you and share this moment with you, because I don't want you guys to think that all these network marketers, all these business people online, all these people are just, you know, living this life and quote unquote, you know what I'm saying? And it's always a happy life. I even heard Jessica Higdon talk about how she went through a mommy moment the other day. And, you know, she just basically, you know, lost her shit, you know, with her kids. And I'm like, you know, but Jessica went on online and shared it. And you know what? She helped motivate me. And so what I'm trying to tell you is sometimes, you know, you listen to people's story and they might not think in the moment, like, you know what? Maybe this, I don't know who this is going to help. I just need to talk about it. And she did. She shared it. And I love that about her. And I love the fact that Grant's very transparent and Stormy is amazing. You know, everybody's transparent on their life and what they've gone through and the hardships. And trust me when I tell you that if you talk to enough millionaires and enough rich people, enough billionaires, they all have a story. And it's not all rainbows and sunshine, okay? It's not always pretty. It's not always the best scenario. It's always hardship. You know, it's always, they had to go through hard moments, hard, you know what I'm saying, things that they had to deal with. But they overcame them because they didn't give up and not show up. You see what I'm saying? And so today I just want to inspire you, share this with someone. It's going to help somebody I know. And just tell them, hey, you know what? If you feel like giving up, listen to this. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you right now, just show up. Show up for your kids. Show up for your family. Show up for you and your goals and your dreams, because they do matter. And they matter to you, which is the most important thing. All right, guys, so this is Anna Sisk. If you want to follow me on social media at Instagram at Official Girl Boss Anna, or you can find me on Facebook under Anna Sisk. All right, guys, take care, and I hope you guys have a beautiful rest of your week. I got, you know, some family coming in from out of town, so I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, spending time with family and trying to build some memories. So take care, guys. I love you. Mwah. And I hope you guys have a great evening. Take care. Don't forget, show up. Show up. All right, bye.